the revelation of the book Revelation, part 66. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or have a question, or just need to know something, you can contact me. But I'm thinking about the book that I've written, which is also the handbook for this study that we are currently busy with, the two keys to the book of Revelation, 800 pages, A4 pages, 800. It's so thick that we had to bind it in two separate books. Otherwise, the binding won't last as it needs to. Because people, when studying the Bible or a book, then they open the book. And also, it is very difficult to handle a book that's 3 kilogram heavy for a study book. You can contact me at my WhatsApp, +27 0722, that's your international code of course, +27 0722 367 124. You will see this on the top here. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We are going to continue where we left off last week. We will now see how infant baptism will be used, given recognition to Roman Catholic doctrine. Baptism draw one into a new life. Now this is now, again, this heading is what is in the book, the handbook for the trainees of Roman Catholic priest. He says, 1. Through infant baptism, one is drawn unto a new covenant. Through infant baptism, the baby is drawn into a new covenant. Which covenant? He doesn't even know it exists. Under the old covenant, God was present among his people in the Ark of the Covenant. In the Old Testament, was that babies or was it elders? Which they, Israel, brought with them through the desert and later enshrined in the temple in Jerusalem. Now, under the new covenant, Christ lived within each of his people, most intimately, and they in him. He, that's Christ, in himself, the new promised land. Now listen what he says. He, Christ, is himself the new promised land, as Israel was promised Canaan, the promised land. Instead of a geographical territory, he gives himself and for all eternity. Infant baptism then is a sign of our true interior life, Christ's grace present with us. I just want to read this part again. Where it says, he gives himself and for all eternity. Infant baptism then is a sign of our true interior life, Christ's grace present within us. The Trinity draws us into their own life. The Trinity draws us into their own the Trinity. This is the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. You see where the Trinity comes from. It is heaven already begun within us. It is heaven already begun within us in a baby. So the baby is accepting the Trinity. No, the children are baptized in a cult system. This is what it is. How can any infant has been drawn into a new covenant? According to the Bible, when Yahushua Almighty or Yahweh Almighty made his covenant with Father Abraham, Only boys were circumcised and no girls. Why then does the Roman Catholic Church also baptize girls, if the covenant was made with a boys or men child only? There is not one scripture in the Bible that confirms that infant baptism replaced the Old Testament covenant. This is a lie which was created by the Roman Catholic Church. So this is a church lie. Never. B. These same lies were inherited by most of our traditional churches in South Africa and other parts of the global, who also baptize infants. Most of the times, these innocent people in the traditional churches are totally unaware of these Roman Catholic lies which were introduced through Protestantism. C. It's very important to take note of the fact that the Roman Catholic Church, through the Emperor Constantine in 325 AY at the Council of Nicene, created the Trinity dogma. There was never in the Bible anything like a Trinity dogma. Constantine created the Trinity dogma. The Hebrew slogan is here, one of the two new kingly laws. Here Israel, Yahweh Elohim, is one. And now, whilst discussing the infant baptism according to the Roman Catholic handbook, the Trinity dogma of the Roman Catholic Church infiltrates this conversation. Again, will I invite you to read my book, What is Your God's Name? And experience in full how the Roman Catholic dogma infiltrated our Protestant and Charismatic churches, while the word Trinity God never once appears in any of our Protestant Bibles. D. Read the last sentence of this discussion in the Catholic handbook again. Now listen what he says. This is the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. It has heaven already begun within us. Really? According to this Roman Catholic Church statement, every infant who are baptized, immaterial of which church denomination, Catholic, Protestant, Charismatic, or any denomination, this child is then drawn into the Roman Catholic cult system. As easy as that. I can't put it anyway otherwise. Let's see what Revelation 18 verse 4 says. Revelation 18 verse 4. And I hear another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. Who's her? There's a Roman Catholic cult church system. My people. That ye, everyone who's reading and listening to this study right now, be not partakers of her, the Roman Catholic cult, sins. And that ye, who are busy with the study right now, receive not her plagues. Come out from her. This outcry rings even in the 21st century. Yahweh Elohim is speaking to you right now. Come out from her, my child. The Roman Catholic Church believes that infants need to be baptized for them to grow in the Christian community. Again, this is totally unscriptural and part of a Roman cult dogma system. He says the infants need to grow in the Christian community. Excuse me. A little bit chilly in the studio right now. Infants need to grow in the Christian community. Therefore this is what the handbook says, Catholic handbook. Therefore we, the Roman Catholic Church, baptize infants so they can grow in the life of grace within the Christian community. Infant baptism has been preached in the Christian church. Now you must remember, whenever you hear the word Christian church on a news bulletin or anything, it's got nothing to do with Protestantism. Christian church means Roman Catholic Church. I'm going to read this again. So there he says, therefore we the Roman Catholic Church baptize infants so they can grow in a life of grace within the Christian community. Infant baptism has been practiced in the Christian Church, Roman Catholic Church, from the beginning, as early as the Christians, the Roman Catholic denomination testify. In brackets, I first need to elaborate on this, and then shall we continue with the statement A. From 34 AY, when Roman Catholic Church was formed by the Roman Empire, it was to stop the influence of the New Testament assembly of Yahushua. Yahushua never had a church, which was not a church but only a congregation, a gathering of people. That's why we are not a church. We will never be a church. We are not a denomination or a section of any denomination, whatever. We are end time Bible study students. That's all we are. He says here, which was a church but only a congregation. Then they, the Roman Catholic Church, corrupted every part of the original gospel of Yahushua because they were part of a pagan cult that all Romans worship. They suddenly in 34 AY, he says, then suddenly in 34 AY, this institution of the Roman Empire murderers suddenly became a holy Christian church. Well, not a Christian church, because the word Christian was only originated in 325 at the Council of Nicaea. B. Where does the name church comes from? When the Roman Catholic Empire in 34 AY initiated the Roman Catholic Church, the name Roman was known as from the Roman Empire. This means that the Roman Catholic Church started off as a governmental institution. The word Catholic means united, and the word church means universal. This is one of the reasons why the Roman Catholic Church calls itself the mother of all churches. See, this is one of the reasons why the author, myself, for more than 27 years, does not belong to any denomination. I belong to the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. The word Yahushua, I say, the word Yahushua comes from the ancient Hebrew sacred name Bible. Yahushua, the name comes from the ancient original Hebrew sacred name Bible, the Rottenham versions, which was translated into English again. I invite you to read my book, What is Your God's Name? And I'm not marketing my books, I'm giving you the info. Because most Protestants and charismatic people in the 21st century do not know the original Hebrew sacred name of Yahweh Elohim, Yahushua and the Ruach HaKodesh. We will now continue with the Roman Catholic statement about influence need to grow into Christ's community. An infant being baptized should not look upon as if he or she was interiorly evil and needed to be washed clean by the water of the sacrament. Rather, he is good and beautiful. You should say he and she is good and beautiful in God's eye, and certainly free of moral fault. But he shares the inherited human weaknesses that we, the Roman Catholic Church, called original sin and will suffer its effect all his or her life. Can you explain that? I just want to read the last part here again. Or let me read the whole piece of the statement. Infant needs to grow into church community. Now our traditional churches that baptize babies, you're falling under the same spell of the Roman Catholic cult. Because that's where it comes from. It comes from Semiramis and Nimrod, the Queen of Heaven and the Queen of Heaven and the Sun God. If you ever can lay your hands on the two Babylons of Hislop, Arthur Hislop, get it. And see where all these ungodly teachings comes from. That's why that book was banned for hundreds of years. Now the ban has been lifted, I understand. Infants need to grow into Christ's community. and even being baptized should not look upon as if he were inferiorly evil and needed to wash clean by water of the sacrament. Rather, he or she is good and beautiful in God's eyes, and certainly free of moral fault. Now, if he's free of moral fault, why continue to baptize a child? Now they carry on. But, this is where the problem always starts, when you say but. But he or she shares the inherited human weaknesses that we, the Roman Catholic Church, called original sin, and will suffer its effects all its life. A. Just see how the cult contradicts herself. According to these Roman Catholic teachings, every infant suffers from original sin and is not baptized, they will suffer it all their lives. This is totally unscriptural because infants are born sin-free. Hallelujah. What a pleasure. In the following part of our study, we need to take part of what the Roman Catholic Church believed, what happened to unbaptized infants. This is very interesting. What happened to unbaptized infants? Regarding what happened to unbaptized infants, we, the Roman Catholic Church, have no clear teachings of Christ or doctrine of the Church. Some scholars have thought that they, these babies, go to limbo, L-E-M-B-O, which they regard as a state of perfect, unending natural happiness, but much less than the happiness of heaven. A. Now we're going to study this part. Immediately we find that infant babies who are baptized are favored more by Yahweh El Elohim, that's God, than unbaby infants. If this is true, it will mean that limbo is a place in heaven where Yahweh El Elohim, love and happiness, is not given in fullness. It is impossible. No, never. Yahushua paid the full price for every sinner to repent and have the fullness of joy in heaven. There's no thing like limbo. The same like purgatory. Purgatory is a place where every Catholic goes when he dies. It's where it is a cleansing fire. And in for 2 years, every soul goes there for cleansing purposes. So in other words, the blood of Yahushua doesn't do a proper job. You've got to go to purgatory. In that time, the richer you are, the more your family must pay for prayers and also communion that needs to be served to you while you're in purgatory that 2 years. I'm just mentioning it for interest sakes. B. These infants had not sinned yet. Little babies, he has not sinned yet. According to the Roman Catholic Church, this limbo, which does not exist in the Bible, is a Roman Catholic doctrine which was created in the 13th century to put fear in people who does not baptize their babies. According to the word of Yahweh, even all children, baptized or unbaptized, goes to heaven, according to Matthew 19, verse 13 to 15. Make the note, Matthew 19, verse 13 to 15. Again, will we find the Roman Catholic Church contradicts itself in the following statement. We must first join ourselves in Christ's death. We first join ourselves in Christ's death and glorification by faith and baptism. Baptism, we shall see, is a sacrament by whose ceremony we first as infants take part in the great event. Sins dies within us. We are raised from the water as infants with a new life of God's grace presence. Have you listened nicely? After reading the statement, we need to carefully examine every word in it. A. We first join ourselves to Christ. First join ourselves to Christ's death and glorification by faith in baptism. Infants do not even know they exist. How can they join in Christ's death and glorification? And this happens through faith, through infant baptism. B. Sure, we realize how the different Protestant and charismatic churches have been misled by Roman Catholic dogmas and teachings. Most people did it because they did not know and were misled by church and its dogmas. The question today in 2025 is, what are you going to do about it? Oh, my father, tradition, my grandfather, my great-great-father, my father. What is good for them is good for me, really. Do you all still drive little Model T Fords, or do you drive a sports car? C. Baptism, we shall see, is a sacrament by whose ceremony we first as infants take part in the great event. Point B makes one understands that infant baptism is the first great event in the event that they are baptized. It is important to note that the Roman Catholic Church draws people into believing that infants have sinned. Baby have sinned. Doesn't even know they exist. D. Sins dies within us. That's what they say. And we are raised from the water as infants with a new life of God's grace presence. How can they say sins dies within us if infants have no sin? How can they say, and we as infants are raised from the water with a new life of God's grace presence? God's grace presence. What do infants know about God's grace and His presence? Nothing. The following part of the study, we find our Roman Catholic Church infants. In the following part of the study, we'll find how the Roman Catholic Church unified infant baptisms with the Holy Spirit. Christ needs us, the Holy Spirit. Christ sends us the Holy Spirit in confirmation. Listen to what he says. In infant baptism, we unite to Christ and born into the life of grace. We came forth as children from the wound of baptismal water. So when the water broke, it's already baptism. Confirmation of this completion of baptism, the giving of the full power of a Christian. Confirmation means strengthening the sacrament, strengthens and increases that we received at baptism, particularly the power of bearing witness to Christ, little baby. We now become full-fledged members of the Roman Catholic Church, lay apostles in the fullest sense. Now you must tie your seatbelt. A. In infant baby baptism, we unite to Christ and born into the grace, the life of grace. Throughout the New Testament, we as part of the bride of Yahushua are united to life in grace through the blood of Yahushua and not through any infant baptism. So all you can receive grace is through the supernatural blood of Yahushua. B. We came forth as children from the wound of baptismal water. Again, it is an unscriptural statement. Because we are born again through the immersing into the water grave through the grace of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. You can go study. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. The old man of sins are buried and risen in Yahushua. Little baby doesn't even know exists. C. Confirmation is the completion of baptism. The giving of full power of a Christian. So this is little baby receive full power of a Christian. This statement is dogmatically a lie, because only the blood of Yahushua gives us full power and not any church teachings or acceptance. D. Confirmation means strengthening the sacrament strengthens and increase that we received at baptism, particularly the power of bearing witness in Christ. Not once in the Bible were any infants or children ever baptized as a sign of strengthening the confirmation of the sacrament of baptism to become powerful in the bearing witness of Yahshua. Never in the Bible. E. We now become full-fledged members of the church, lay apostles in the fullest sense. This is an ungodly statement to make. Yes. When infants are baptized in any church in the world, they unknowingly became members of the Roman Catholic institution. Whether it happened through traditional churches or what denominations, the infants are baptized in any church in the world, they unknowingly become members of the Roman institution. But they do not become lay apostles in the full sense. Impossible. They only became apostles of this ungodly institution. That is what they will become apostles of. After studying these Roman Catholic teachings according to their own handbook, we come to the final conclusion that every infant or child baptized ever in the world, in any Protestant or Roman Catholic church, are under the demonic spell of the Mother Church, cult church, the Roman Catholic Church. Not even one sentence from the handbook, the Roman Catholic Church, used the presentation is ever near biblical truth. It's not even near. It is amazing how Christians in the more than 600 years have been misled with the theology of the Roman Catholic cult. After participating in this study till now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to ignore it and just walk away from it? Again, I invite you to read my book, The Lies of the Church. I just want to say it's not in print right now, but it will be later. The next question must be, does the church go through the Great Tribulation? Does the church go through the Great Tribulation? Now, we are still busy with the Roman Catholic Handbook. In this part of our study, we will discover one of the greatest lies this Mother Church, the Roman Catholic Church, has ever created. We shall find out this, the holy dogma was created, believing that every person must go through the Great Tribulation before the coming of the parousia of Yahshua will occur. The Roman Catholic Church theology is called post-tribulation. It is important to remember that we earlier agreed that 500 people sitting in church on a Sunday, then I ask you, at 10 o'clock, the coming or the parousia of Yahshua appear. Does all these 500 people go to heaven just because they're sitting in church? No. They are very, very lucky if 10 or maybe 5 of them is going to be changed, 1 Corinthians 15, 27 to 58, from an earthly into a heavenly, mortal, immortality body, going with Yahshua in the parousia or the coming of Yahshua. So they're not all going just because they're sitting in church. The bride goes to heaven. The rest of the church staying behind will have to take the mark on the right hand or forehead, according to Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18. Without that microchip, they can't buy or sell. This is not what I say. This is what the scripture says. They will have to be marked. Because without the mark, they can't buy or sell. We are busy, currently busy They are currently busy in the world with this digital ID, which is part of a microchip implant and everything. And we need to take note of it because we are living in the end time. As we continue the study, we will discover the greatest revelation in the Bible, which was sealed by the angel Michael, according to Daniel 12, verse 4 and verse 7. As we continue, we shall find out who are these souls under the altar of Yahweh Elohim, according to Revelation 6, verse 9, who were beheaded for not taking the mark or the microchip on their right hand or forehead. We're living in the age of the great lie. And the internet is the main part of it. Because anybody can put an article on the internet. And then you'll find people that does not really know the scriptures. The word of Yahweh. They go and read that article which was written by atheists. And they fall for it. Pastors read it. They do not know the eschatology. They are caught up in a web of lies. So if Yahweh still is to come, we are going to look. He says, for our sins, Yahushua was crucified next week. I want you to 1 John 1 verse 9. Take that scripture and read it. So when I start with it next week, your Father's will, and he still is to come, so you have a bit of an idea. We've learned quite a bit round about infinite baptism. Let's be awake of the lie that the churches are living in. Till Monday, till next week, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.